What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Bad Podcast. And here with my brother Brad. What's up, Brad? What are we talking about today?
What up, baby? Hey, I just want to take a shout out to Triple E MFG, baby. You know, we're twinning today. I don't know if you can tell, but Dwayne and I are twinning. We got the prep, rep, repeat tees on the tank tops, baby. Man, we're looking fire. But last week, we kind of got cut short with time, so we're going to pick up a little bit. I took a couple of notes, very short notes, but I picked up a couple of notes, and we're going to kind of piggyback off what we were talking about last week. But I got two quotes by my motivational guy, Eric Thomas. Number one, things change for the better when we take responsibility for our own thoughts, decisions, and actions. We're going to touch on that today a little bit. And the second one is, people either inspire you to greatness or pull you down in the gutter. It's that simple. No one fails alone and nobody succeeds alone. So let's talk about those two things today.
Let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Man, eat some air for life, baby. What it be like, what it look like, what it do. You back in the building, man. My brother Brad, man. And you already talked about us twinning, got the sun out, guns out. We got our yellow going, you know what I'm saying? It's a vibe up in here, man. And we're here for it, man. And we super excited by another episode, B. And love to start the show the same way, man, by just find us a comment in the comment section. And so, because you see this merch, there's going to be some giveaways that we're going to work out very, very soon and get some things in your hands. So, random comment. Let's see. I got a, I'm going to go back to one I saw earlier. It says, Les Brown is one of my favorite motivational speakers. Love all the quotes and examples in this podcast. Thanks, Bad. Well, thank you, Bobby Evans 9309. We appreciate you. Yeah, Bobby gave us a shout out in the group too. So
yep. I know Bobby well.
Shout out to you for showing us some love, man. So, all right, B, we jumping in with our first official part two, man. We're picking up where we left off. You know, I actually, you know, re-listened to the episode and I was like, man, yeah, we could have kept going. So here's the kept going right here, man. Yeah. So let's jump into it.
Yeah, like I said, I just took some brief notes, so I don't have anything in depth, and I didn't have a chance to go back and watch. But one of the things that we were talking about just at the end there, and we were really gaining some momentum, and it's hard to build that momentum back up because we were all excited and we had that enthusiasm, you know. But what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to bring that enthusiasm back. But
sure,
right now we're currently in week two of our 8-week challenge, right? And what typically happens about week 3, 4, and 5, that's when we see the most people fall off.
Yep.
Right. And
yep.
A lot of people wave the white flag and we don't understand why from the outside looking in. We don't understand why. And a lot of times it's because we're pushed mentally and we're pushed physically. And then we take it personal. All right. When Jeff gets on his lives at 8 p.m., he'll say something and we take that personal. We allow our feelings to take control. I was listening to a piece by I can't even remember who it was, but they were talking about feelings and how if we were all to allow feelings to dictate where we go in life, nobody would ever thrive. Nobody would ever excel because, man, when you're faced with opposition, guess what? When feelings tell you, hey, you know, you're pretty uncomfortable. Hey, you know, you're pretty sore. Hey, you're pretty fatigued. What happens if you allow your feelings to dictate your journey, your path? Boom, you're done, because feelings will literally shut you down. We talked about it before. Your brain is designed to keep you safe. Your feelings are designed to keep you safe. So if you give in to those feelings, you give in to that thought process, your brain is designed to keep you safe. So what are you going to do? You're going to throw in the towel. All right. So what we got to do is we have to start eliminating that feelings. We had to not eliminate our feelings, but eliminate our feelings in the sense of, you know, when discomfort is placed in our lives, we can't take it so personal like so many people do.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, that's a great point, man. And It's ironic that this, you know, this is dropping on week three. And like you said, week three and week four. A lot of times I kind of mentor some new G's and have some OGs that hang around. And I on Sunday, I do kind of like a little brief video, man. And usually week three, week four, we kind of touch on this, man. And it's the feelings thing, but here's a different side of it. A lot of them lose momentum and they get in their feelings because the shine has worn off.
Yeah.
You know, that week one, week two excitement is worn off. Like, you know, this is when, you know, we talked about before you sign up, how you're ready to go. We talked about that last week. Mm-hmm. But week three, week four is when that shine is kind of,
right.
It's not as exciting anymore, man. And it's kind of like the in-between stage, you know, because you get hype, you know, in the beginning, that in-between stage, man, because once you get to 5, 6, 7, you start to see like real physical changes, you know. Yep. But that in-between stage, man, is where a lot of people fall off the wagon. A lot of people, you know, give up because they're not necessarily seeing what they think they need to see during that time, man. And then they also, you know, like I said, lose that motivation because it's not that new thing, man. Yeah. So that feelings, it plays a part in all aspects, man, when it comes to, you know, I mean, we're speaking in terms of E2M, which, you know, if you're watching, we hope you're a member. If you're not, you never need to sign up. But that's the terms we're speaking in. But it applies to everything. Like once you get, you know, and it's funny because I was talking about in between stage. I was thinking about, you know, even as simple as like me growing my hair, like there was like an in between stage where, you know, it didn't look like locks and it didn't look, you know, it wasn't cut, you know, it was like it was an in between and I, you know, yeah. Call it the ugly stage, man. And you just have to kind of stick it out until it get to where you want to go.
Yeah. And that's that growth piece. For sure. Just the other day. So about 3 weeks ago, Beckett and I had the bike out. We had a nice heat wave come through Western New York. God bless the heat waves because we don't have them here except for 3 months out of the year. So
right.
It was about a month ago. We got Beckett's bike out, right? You want to talk about growth, right? Growth is something that we can't visually see. We can't visualize growth when it's so minuscule. And what had happened is about a month ago, Beckett was riding his bike around, no problem, right? So 2 days ago, he got back on his bike. What happened? His knees were hitting the handlebars. Mm-hmm. Now, for me, I can't see that growth. I can't see my son growing. I know he's getting taller. I know he's getting bigger. But that was like an eye-opener for me because, you know, I'm watching my son grow, and every day that I pick him up, okay, he might look a little bit bigger. I mean, he might have grown a tenth of an inch. I don't know. But you look at that growth piece. You talk about your hair. You talk about fitness. You talk about marriage. You talk about any quality area of life. You're going to have this growth that you can't visually see. It's the unseen. It's the unseen. I heard that the other day, or I read that the other day in a book. It's the unseen. You can't see growth. It's the unseen. But man, it was a neat thing because we got on that bike and I was just like, wow. he grew at least 3 inches.
Right.
But unbeknownst to me, I had no idea that he even grew. And, you know, you want to talk about fitness, okay? You want to relate that to fitness. We've probably used this example 4 times now.
That's fine.
You go to the gym. You go to the gym and you work extremely hard and you go home and see nothing. Today, I'm going to use myself as an example. I don't work my core. I don't work my abs very much. I'm a runner. I'm naturally thin. I'm naturally fit. I don't work my abs. Last 2 weeks, baby, I've been hitting the core hardcore, man. Really? I've been hitting the boys, right? And today I walked in the mirror and I was like, I could do better. All right. But even just that little growth that I've had in the last 2 weeks, I'm noticing change. Mm-hmm. And in another 2 weeks, when I look again, I'm going to notice change. Mm-hmm. All right. But you can't wave the white flag because things get difficult. You can't wave the white flag because you lose that luster, that shine that you were just talking about. Mm-hmm. And when you get married, it's so exciting. When you first start dating your girlfriend, your boyfriend, it's exciting. Okay. Mm-hmm. But those that thrive in marriage, those that thrive in fitness life, all right, they're able to do it 4 weeks in, 4 months in, 4 years in, 4 decades in.
Yeah, man. No, so true. So true, man. Cause you know, everything, you know, the butterflies, they don't stick around, man. You know, they don't stick around. And that's when you make that transition from, you know, being motivated to becoming disciplined. And understanding that, you know, it's a discipline thing. It's not a, you know, a feelings thing. You know, I was watching a Jocko video, and, you know, he was, yeah, man, you know, the black background and the right on top of the mic. And he was like, you know, just discipline. It's just a thing that you have. You don't have to, you know, that's my, he was like, you don't, you know, I just wake up. It's not about being motivated. I wake up every morning at 3 a.m. and eat nails. And but, you know, But that's real, man. Cause you know, I think about just me and you. You know, just it's our routine, man. We get up, we do it. It's not a, like, we're not excited when that alarm goes off. Or I mean, we're not excited when we wake up and beat the alarm. There's no, like, you know, oh, I can't wait to get to the gym. Sometimes I'm like that, but not every morning is not like that, man. And that's just the transition, and that's growth, man. You know, especially for anybody in a fitness journey, you know, many people that listen are kind of embarking on it. Whenever you can do it without somebody pushing you, that's growth, man. That goes back to what you mentioned, man, about that growth that's kind of unseen. And it's funny, the Beckett story kind of makes me chuckle, because it's always my girls, like, when in the morning when they wake up, like, man, you got longer overnight, like, your legs keep going further, you know, down the bed, like, yeah, you know. But it's amazing, you know, just how things, you know, how from your own perspective, you don't see it. You know, that's the craziest part. Cause even, you know, I think about with just, you know, we always talk about going to the gym. You know, people be like, man, Dwayne, your arm's getting big. I was like, oh, yeah, thank you. You know,
I didn't notice,
man. You know, I'm seeing it all the time, man. You know, and you know, just the constant. You know, when you see it all the time, you don't necessarily know it, but it's always awesome when somebody points it out and like, oh yeah, thank you. Yep. I am getting better.
That's just that component of being on the outside looking in. And and if you don't see, if your best friend doesn't see you for 10 weeks and they see it and they see those pythons sticking out of that t-shirt, you know, stretching that t-shirt tight, man, they're gonna recognize it. They're gonna see it. And there's two components I want to talk about today. One of those components is your surroundings. You know, you want to talk about people that, you know, just notice your growth and notice, you recognize that you are advancing. The other day, you know, you need people in your life that push you. You just said that. Yeah, right? You don't want people in life that are going to pull you back and shackle you to the person that you were. You don't need that in your life, because that comes too easy. We can shackle ourselves to who we were on our own. We don't need any help. There's excuses around every corner. They're plentiful, right? Mm-hmm. So the other day, my wife, she's my number one accountability partner, man. So we're talking, and she says, Brad, you haven't been reading, have you?
Mm.
I'm like, wait, what? She goes, you haven't been reading. And I said, well, how can you tell? She goes, I know when you are on your A game. I know when you're reading and you haven't been reading. Mm. And that's the accountability, man. That cut me deep, right? That cut me deep. It hurt a little bit. Yeah. But that's that accountability factor. That's that environment. Who's around you? Are they going to push you or pull you back? Mm-hmm. And you need people in your life. Because, man, I'll tell you what. Everybody and their brother and their sister is looking for the easy way out. Mm-hmm. All right? And if you have somebody in your life that's going to say, hey, you know what? Maybe you haven't been reading, but that's okay. No, my wife is holding me accountable, man. Hey, Brad, you haven't been reading. I can tell. That's what we need, though, right? Yeah. We need that accountability.
We do.
And I like that push. I'm somebody that needs to be pushed, and I need to tap into that true potential, because sometimes, you know, we talk about that imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that creeps in on me. You said that you don't deal with it so much. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that creeps in on me. You know, I've only been in the running industry for 5, 6, 7 years. There's people in here that have been running for 20 years, 30 years.
Right.
And you know, so I have that imposter syndrome. So I allow myself to take the foot off the gas, and then bada bing, bada boom, I'm sliding backwards without even recognizing it. And I'm stopping. I'm not reading anymore. I'm taking my foot off that gas, and my wife calls me out. Hey, Brad, you're not reading anymore.
Yeah.
All right. So I appreciate those pushes, and you know, I when people reach out to me, hey, Brad, how you doing? Something's been off. I can tell. I don't know what it is, but I can tell. Mm-hmm. I like that kind of stuff because we just talk about your surroundings, your community, your environment. We need that kind of thing.
100%, man. 100%. Like, and the funny thing is you hate to hear it, but you need it.
Cuts deep, man. Cuts deep.
It feel good. It don't feel good, but it's necessary, man. Because I remember I think I told a story that my barber actually who introduced me to E2M and he actually messaged me, was like, hey bro, like I noticed you're not as not as cut as you were, you know, your shoulders don't have the No, it was funny because he hit me, was like, hey man, can I be honest? And I'm like, absolutely.
Oh boy.
Like, bring it on, you know? And he was like, yeah, bro. I noticed you're not as ripped as you were before, man. Is everything all right? Everything going on? I was like, dang. And that was my wake up call, man. Yeah, that was like, okay, D, you gotta tighten the belt back up, man. But we need people that are willing to say the hard things, man. That's true friendship. That's true relationship. You don't need a bunch of yes men in your corner. Or yes women or whatever, you don't need that. I mean, they're good to have around, but you know, when you're trying to get better, you're trying to grow, you want to surround yourself with people that are going to motivate you. Not only that, but people that are going to help set the pace, man. You want someone that's moving in the direction, hopefully the direction that you're moving in, man. You want somebody that you can strive towards and, you know, and kind of aspire after, you know, because And it's kind of with that quote, man. It's all about your circle, man. It could either do one or two things, man. It could either bring you down or it could either push you forward, man. And I'm excited to be a part of this E2M circle, man. This family, you know, the huge one we have, 180,000, and then the team we have, man, the people that are on staff, man. Because everybody's a rock star. Everybody's pushing everybody, trying to get better, man. And it's just a wonderful place to be, man. So I didn't made it about me. I'm excited.
No, I like that, Dwayne, because you know what? At the end of the day, it's all about us. It's all about number one. You know, it's all about that. And you had mentioned something about a wake up call, right? You'd mentioned something about a wake up call, and this just kind of popped into my mind because we were just listening to Jeff about health and overall wellness, right? Those kind of wake up calls from a buddy, from a spouse, from a best friend, from a parent, a sibling, maybe even your kids. That wake up call is a whole lot better than the wake up call from your doctor saying, hey, buddy, you got high blood pressure, you got high cholesterol, tomorrow ain't gonna come. Dwayne, tomorrow ain't gonna come. So the wake up call that you get from your barber, the wake up call that you get from your wife, your best friend saying, hey, you haven't been reading, Brad. You haven't been running, Brad. You haven't been doing this. You haven't been holding yourself to a standard, Bradley. All right, this is your wake up call. Don't wait for the ultimate wake up call. You listen to me now. Start chasing more. Start pursuing bigger accolades in your life because I know what your potential is, Bradley. I know what your potential is. I'm looking in the camera right now. I'm talking to myself, Dwayne.
That's right.
I'm talking to everybody else out there, man. Your potential is endless, but you got to go out there and make it happen. I'm not going to sit here and pull you along, and I'm not going to sit here on this side of the screen saying, hey, you're worth it. Okay. I can say that over and over, but those are just words. Without application, nothing happens. You have to apply it. You have to imply it, man.
No, yeah, that's it. That's so spot on, man. You give me hype, B. Give me hype.
Hey, I know we're creeping up in time, and I don't want to cut you off, Dwayne, but I have one more thing to say. You know, we're trying to stick to the notes, and I'm trying to stick to my own notes. But we talk about that environment, but the second piece that I wanted to talk about was, and I think we touched on this just a little bit last week. We are so infatuated with the end product, right? Mm-hmm. When we start an 8-week challenge, we want to fast forward. We want to skip all the pages in the book. We want to get to chapter 8. We want to get to week 8, but we're not falling in love with the process. You know, you talk about that discipline piece.
Right.
Okay, what is it? 21 days to make a habit?
Yep, that's what they say.
most people will make it 20 days and they'll just be over, just about to go over, just about to cross over that speed bump, and they give up because don't realize how close they are to absolutely changing their lives. This is what I'll end with. All right. Get obsessed with the process. Fall in love with the process. You are so close. You don't understand how close you are. Give me one more day. Just give me one more day.
Yes, sir. I love it. One more day. Give it to us. No, that, and man, that reminds me of y'all know where I spend my time. Instagram. That reminds me of a Kobe video, man. He was talking about falling in love with the process. Yeah. And, you know, I think I might have sent it to you. I don't know. I can't remember, but I don't know. We'll see. If I didn't, I'll send it to you. But anyway, good stuff, brother. As always, before we get out of here, let's get into this segment that you all love. All right, this week, Do You Know, is on me, and surprisingly, I am not prepared. So let me think real quick. No, so you know what? Like, a good Do You Know would have been really cool. Like, so if you guys didn't watch the live tonight, Coach Jeff kind of spoiled my, that's going to be my Do You Know. I'm going to blame him. So my Do You Know is, do you know that E2M is actually in the process of having a studio? And that studio is going to be the home of the podcast and some other really cool ideas. So that is the do you know for this week. We're excited about it. We're gonna get Brad down and we're gonna record like a whole bunch of episodes in there, and it's gonna be really good, really awesome. So a lot of really cool things coming up with E2M, and we're excited about it. So my do you know is, do you know that we are actually like, I mean, Coach is excited about it. We're building a studio right now, and we got furniture and we got floors done, and painting is done, and it's going to be really special. And other podcasts that are on this YouTube channel and this podcast platform, like Spoonettes, are going to record there. Then we're going to actually because we have a space, we'll actually be able to create even more content and even more videos and just continue to give you guys good quality stuff, man. So, super excited, Ben. All right, B, listen, man, I'm excited, bro, because even though this recording is going out on Monday, but in real life, I'm going to see you tomorrow, man. So
yes, sir. I will
be hanging out with my brother, man, and we're going to be in Philadelphia. But by the time you see this, we're going to be back home. But, man, super excited. B, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Hey, man, take the wake-up call from your best friend. Don't wait for the ultimate wake-up call.
Yes, sir. And look, I'm going to do a B. Hey, man, one more day. Give me one more day.
Okay, baby. Let's go.